Can you all hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Okay. The board tells I'm not on, but okay, thank you. Okay. Take thou my heart, cleanse every part. On me when peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, thou hast taught me to say it is well, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is my soul, with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul, though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ has regarded my blessed state and has shed his own blood for my soul. It is well.
It is well with my soul.
It is well with my soul. With my soul. It is well, it is well with my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll. Lord, the trumpet shall resound and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul, it is well, it is well with my soul, with my soul, it is well.
Thank you, Lord.
It is well with my soul. Holy,
mighty. Early in the morning, thy song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. God is three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crown around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, went to earth and on and evermore shall be. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate forth, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall, bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Yes, yes. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Hallelujah. Reader.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Brenda Terrell in Ocean Springs, Mississippi. And we give God glory because we are coming before him with thanksgiving, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth is full of your glory. And we thank you, Father, for being King and being crowned Lord of all. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to dwell in your secret place. Thank you, Lord, that you have covered us, you have protected us, you have redeemed us, and then you have empowered us. We thank you, O God, that by your Spirit we can say it is well in our souls. Lord, we give you glory for this Master's Call, that we could come together, touching and agreeing and believing and trusting, Lord God, together that you have made it well in our souls and in our spirit, man, and for our families and for our communities and anything that we are a part of, oh God. We thank you that we stand on your word that goes forth and never returns void, but always accomplish what you send it to do. We thank you, O God, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for blessing them in all their ways, O God. We thank you for the woman of God, Dr. Vanessa, for bringing forth the worship this morning, Lord God, reminding us, Lord God, that it is well in our souls. Lord God, have your way in this place, in this telecommunication sanctuary. We ask a special blessing upon the speaker that's going to bring forth a word we know that's coming from the throne room of heaven. We know, oh God, hallelujah, as we sit at your feet, that we will sup together and get what you have for us this morning. Lord God, bless and keep all those that are on this call. Empower, strengthen, and continue to assure us, Father God, that it is well, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, that you are King and you are Lord of all. We thank you for Artist Life in its entirety. We ask that you continue to bless the Diaz de Leon family in all of their ways. Lord, bless this country. Lord, restore us like never before. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, hallelujah, and amen. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, Honorable Cynthia Cox.
Thank you so much, Minister Brenda. Well, good morning, good morning. And this is a joyful morning. We thank you for greeting us this morning and starting off with that powerful prayer. We thank you this morning. Oh, we got to thank our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weather. Oh, yes, it is well. I tell you, it is well with my soul. Hallelujah. King of kings, Lord of lords. That is, oh, these are the songs that we, in North Carolina, that's where we were. So I'm so thankful this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. And I want to share with you this morning about this call that started October 2010 with the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They started us on this journey, and I'm so grateful this morning. Yes, 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 we stand on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, but to you I cry out, O Lord, in the morning come, my prayer comes before you. We have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, empower believers as they begin their day. Amen? Yes, we also have a website that you can visit 24/7. This website is called www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. All of the messages has been archived on this site, as well as the bio of our speakers. We have a theme for the year of 2020 with Supernatural Eyes of Faith. Let me say it again, Supernatural Eyes of Faith in us and through us. Evidence of great work must be released and seen. If you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as Minister Brenda, as a host, as yours truly, or share word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net. And my co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, or our prayer journal, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. But we do have a Friday that you can stay on and also give your prayer request and your praise report. So we are so grateful for that. Well, I just want to talk about this company, this phenomenal company, Artist International, which established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We're now called Artist Life. Great products to help the world become healthy and wealthy. Also, you can share with everyone that you come in contact with at this time. The new morning motivation call held Monday through Friday after this call, a team of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of this wonderful artist product. That number is 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 2946175. 2946175. If you, your service is T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, we have a bypass number you can use. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And you follow the prompts, and you will be connected to the call. Well, this is Testimony Thursday, and we have our manager, awesome manager, Deborah Smith, will be doing that call this morning. Please, everyone, plug in right after this call, and please check your back office three times a day, and check out WhatsApp app and keep yourself informed on what's going on in artists' life. Right now, more than ever, with the virus, we need to be plugged in, share this information, and make sure that we share the products with everyone, because it's very, very important at this time. Let me just share with you just a few minutes about our speaker this morning that is going to come to you, and she's no stranger to this call. She's our songbird, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. She's awesome. She sings also. She's also worshiped us in the morning. Well, let me just give you a little bit about her, and you can go to the website and review her bio, extensive bio. Minister Tiffany Lauderdale lives in Southern California. She's the middle child, and she has a brother and a younger sister. And her brother's name Aaron, her sister Yvette. And she's a graduate of California State University in Long Beach. She earned her BS degree in criminal justice in 1990. She's a single, saved, satisfied with Jesus. Her son, Kaylin Williams. She's currently employed by the City of Cuba Transportation Department. And she's also an artist distributor. Minister Tiffany's favorite scripture is in Psalm 34, verse 18. She's extra. She's really, let me just say, I'm going to stop right here, and I'm going to present to others and introduce others and present to others none other than my friend, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. Are you out there?
I am here, Minister Cynthia. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Take it away. Have a great day.
Praise God, Minister Cynthia. Thank you so much for serving us in excellence this morning and being our hostess with the mostest. Thank you so much, Minister Brenda, for seating us and greeting us, and also for you giving my topic for this morning, Think on These Things Thursday. So thank you for also opening us up in that anointed prayer. To Dr. Vanessa, thank you so, so much for ushering us into, like Sharon said, the royal throne of glory this morning. Because, yes, I felt the same way Psalmist Sharon Stowers, yes, that I had just transitioned into a new level of royalty. And so God bless you, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK. Thank you as well. You and Dr. Vanessa, if it was not for your yes, we would not have been here for now going on 10 years. I was just thinking about that yesterday. 10 years here on the Master's Call, you know, that speaks volume. We have prayed and prayed for so many people around the world through this platform. And it's not something to be taken lightly because there's power in our prayers, there's power in our praise, and there is power in our worship. So God bless you. To my sisters and my brothers that I serve here with on this platform, I love each one of you, and I thank God for you, and I look forward to seeing the greater things that God has in store, because it's right around the corner. And everybody who calls in, thank you for calling in. Ann, I heard you out there, girl, calling in from Long Beach this morning, and so many others who I know are on the line, and you didn't get a chance to speak your name. But next time you come on the line, just say hi to us. Let us know where you're calling in from, because there's a blessing when you speak out and when you're obedient to what the instructions are. So I love each and every single one of you. I am excited to be up this morning. I woke up with a smile on my face because I've been going to sleep resting in the comfort of the arms of our Father, and then just waking up in a joyful mood. And as I'm operating through this world, people kind of think I'm weird and strange because, you know, yes, I am very much aware that there is a coronavirus going on, and I am very much aware that it is it's time to prepare on some things that we probably normally would not do. But I'm also just happy and excited that I know who Jesus is, and especially at this time in my life that my relationship with him is so secured, like I'm telling you, like never before. And I'm thankful that here on the Master's Call, we have the opportunity to have been in fasting and praying times. And that was just really a setup for where we are right now. And so I can really say that I don't have anything to worry about, and I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to panic and run. I'm going to prepare and praise. And yesterday, Minister Willa, she said, we're going to worship over worry. You know, what is worry is not of God. And so I'm not going to worship. I'm not going to worry. I'm going to worship him. I'm just going to take my worship up to a different level. And then I heard Dr. Vanessa come on the line and say, you know, worship and do not worry. I'm thinking, okay, they all over that worship thing today. And then I heard the Lord tell me, yes, it's time to worship me, but it's also time for you to be a witness. So each of us, it's time for us to take our worship up to a different level and be a witness. Yes, many of the churches are not on Facebook and they're not on technology. They haven't been, and now they're, you see a lot of churches are trying to figure out, well, how do we get connected so that we could still minister to our people? So this situation that we are in has allowed for us to prepare for some different things. You know, we're preparing for the promises. We're preparing for what's ahead of us. We're preparing for the promotion. We're preparing for the elevation. And so I just came on this morning to simply give you some instructions and some words of encouragement. And I'm thankful for God and for what he is doing in our lives. And one thing that I do know is that the blood, it still works. So if we can, just for a moment, turn to, let's go to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. It says, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible right now. It says, but you will receive power and ability when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses to tell people about me, both in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and even to the ends of the earth. And so remember I said we are going to worship and be a witness. And yes, the title of the message is Think on These Things. Think on these things. What are you thinking? What are you speaking? What are you listening to? What are you allowing to be deposited in your spirit? What are you waking up in the morning thinking about? What are you going to bed at night thinking about? What are you sitting there watching the news all day long and then you're feeling kind of depressed or overwhelmed or stressed out or confused or just don't know what to think? Well, maybe it's time for you to shut the television off. Maybe it's time for you to pull out your word and see what God is telling you to do. With everything that's going on, there are prayer. Apostle John Eckert had a 24-hour prayer session on it started midnight on yesterday, and it went all the way through for 24 hours, and all of it is recorded on his Facebook Live. So if you need some prayer, he's there. There's so many congregation, even my own, Bishop Ulmer out here, they did our Wednesday night Bible study on live last night. So there are places where you can go get a word, and you don't have to watch the news and be stressed out and worried. Because Philippians 4, 6 through 7 simply says in the Amplified, do not be anxious or worried about anything. Maybe I need to read that again. Verse 6, do not be anxious or worried about anything, but in everything, and that should be capital letters, bold, italicized, whatever way you could read it, but in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace that which reassures the heart, that peace, you know, the peace that surpasses our understanding, that peace which transcends all understanding, let that peace stand guard over your hearts, hallelujah, and your minds in Christ Jesus is yours. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? In the Message Bible, that same scripture says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. Think on those things. Think on those things, and I guarantee you that there will be victory in your thoughts. There will be victory in this situation. See, I believe that God is shaking us up right now just to get our attention, because we have just been doing whatever we wanted to do, however we wanted to do it, without his instructions, without his guidance, without him planning anything. We have just been doing it. There is so much entitlement that has been going on from the babies all the way up to the seniors. And so God is saying, I got this. I am still in control. I am still on the throne. I am still in the blessing business. I am still in the healing business. I am still a deliverer. I am still a way maker. I am still all that and more. And all you need to do is simply do this. Second Chronicles 7 and 14 says, if my people who are called by my name will, and here's the instructions, humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from thy wicked ways. Let me go back and give you those points again. If my people will, he said, first, humble themselves. Secondly, pray. Thirdly, seek my face. And fourth, turn from their wicked ways. He said, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins. So that means that we got to repent about some things, and then I will heal their land. See, yes, 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 the earth is crying and calling on Jesus. But you know what? A lot of people still don't even get this message. They're running, but where are you running to? Why are you running away from Jesus when right now he's calling you to run to him? Not away from him, but run to him in this season. Run to God. See what he has to tell you. Run to him. Let him know that you are worried. Let him know that you are feeling fearful. God says that we were fearfully and wonderfully made. God said that he did not give us a spirit of fear. That is not of God. If you are feeling fearful, then lay that down at his feet and have a conversation and let him know that you need him to help you through. Maybe he's just waiting for you to open up your mouth and let him know what it is that you need. Hallelujah. It's not coming to you from the White House. God will allow what needs to come from the White House to come to the White House when it needs to. But what's coming from God's house? You know, up in heaven, our heavenly home, what is he telling you? Are you missing the messages? Have you missed the messages that he's already been sending down in 2020 and you're thinking, you know what, he couldn't be talking to me? Yes, he was talking to you. But who were you listening to? See, many of us have our ears open up to hear what the latest gossip is. Many of us have our ears open up to hear who's talking about who, and you're sitting in the middle of that stuff. A lot of us have our ears open to all this tonkity-tonk music, and we're not even going back to the praise and worship songs that we heard on Sunday. What are we listening to? Reality TV is saturating us with stuff that don't even make sense. Ratchetness and just stuff that's not even right in front of our eye gate? Really? What are we allowing to be deposited in us? And then those same things that we're watching, look at these kids. They're mimicking exactly what they see on reality TV. So God is shaking us up to say, come on now, how long are you guys going to allow this stuff to continue to go on like this? I am calling on you right now to see if you would just take this time, some of us who are not going to work, what are we doing with that extra time? Are we using that time to even have a talk with Jesus? Are we telling him all about our troubles? He said he will hear our faintest cry and he'll answer by and by. Yes, 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 by and by, when the morning comes, when all of the saints of God are gathering home, we will be a witness and tell the story of how we overcome, because we'll understand it better by and by. Yes, I remember that song, by and by, when the morning comes. When all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story of how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Oh, by and by, oh, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God are gathering home, we will tell the story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. So finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things of good report, if there be any virtue or if there be any praise, think on these things. Back over to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for that profound word. Lord, thank you so much. Think on these things. Hallelujah. What a service this morning. Let me just say if I'm just overwhelmed this morning. Let me call you back and close us out in benediction, please. Let us pray. Hallelujah this morning. Oh, let us pray over our prayer request. Dear God, we praise you for another day we never seen, another morning. We can say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We pray because you have been wonderful. You are powerful. You are loving. You care. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to stand back. We're going to see. We've seen something we cannot control right now, Lord. But you're in control. That's all we know. I know that you're in control. Hallelujah. By and by. Uh-oh, when the morning comes. Lord, we pray this morning for every soul to be saved this morning because the virus, Lord, you knew it before we did. But God, we know you love us. So if we only praise him, we won't have fear. We have the love of God, Jesus. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, again for that profound word, Lord. We thank you. Oh, my God, I can't say it. Thank you, Lord. Let me just say thank you, thank you, thank you. Things on these things. Think on these things. What are we worried about? Hallelujah. Father God, we're going to bless Minister Tiffany. We're overflow a blessing, Lord. Bless her this morning. God, she sent word, Lord, that we all can identify with, Lord. We thank you for the two amazing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for the master's call Monday through Friday. We pray for every prayer warrior, guest, artist, life distributor, customer, and new members that join us here this morning on this master's call. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family for sharing artist life worldwide for products that can help us in this time in our lives. Pray, God, for Mother Joseph, Mother Oliver, Mother Eleanor, Mother Scott. We pray for the sick and the shut in this morning. We pray for everyone's body has been touched by the coronavirus, Lord, this morning. Lord, we pray for Angel Vasquez, Lord, and touch him, Lord. Lord, visit every hospital, nursing home. Lord, we pray over everyone is incarcerated this morning, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray for the Marina family. They need you like ever before. Comfort them this morning, Lord. How they say to me, I said, God is good. It's good to be good. It's good to do good. You have to be good all the time. God sees everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Well, let me just say, I want you to go back and listen to this playback this morning. Woman, and share it with others. Please share this profound word with others this day. The playback number is 712-432-1085, 712-432-1085, and the PIN number is 957-677-pound, 957-677-pound. Please visit your back office. Keep up with the WhatsApp. And next, the new motivation call will be next, and that is Testimony Thursday. Please plug in, share it with each and everyone you come in contact with. I imagine Deborah Smith will be doing that call this morning. She will be our host, 712-770-4005, 712-770-4005. The PIN number is 294-617-pound. I want to thank Minister Brenda Terrell for greeting us this morning and opening us up in that powerful prayer. I want to thank our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. It is well with my soul. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us out with a benediction, please?
Amen. Praise God. Now unto him, hallelujah, that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. May the exceedingly and abundant blessings of God rest upon you and saturate you through and through as you go through this Think on These Things Thursday in victory. In Jesus' name, amen. We'll look forward to hearing each and every single one of you back on this line on tomorrow. And don't forget to bring a friend. Bye for now.